This is GQDN for Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Go check that out, please. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a little bit of GTA 5 news, Dragon Ball Z as well, and a TikTok person went to Scotland. Okay. We'll start out with GameSup.com because World of Warcraft, there's a patch that's coming soon, and that could shake up things. So if you played World of Warcraft, you know how things go. Dungeons, grinding, quests, all the good stuff, right? But the bosses could be different because there is a new World of Warcraft patch, and that's for the expansions where the bosses, where people could try to blow them up themselves, but couldn't. So in the new World of Warcraft patch notes, Blizzard said there will be some focus on the bosses themselves with some unique mechanics that will test your raid execution rather than the endless phases before that. So there was an interviewer with Ian Hiskatsis and UX designer Crash Reed, and they were talking about when the next patch will come and about the patch itself, because in the latest raid, Manaforge Omega, that'll be used as a test to endure fights that will have a, quote, appropriate level of challenge, end quote. And that will be when the Midnight Expansion pre-patch arrives next year. And that was part of the long-term World of Warcraft 2024 roadmap. So now, the bosses will be at your level, or roughly at your level. That could be good, but we shall see, right? I do try to keep my thoughts out of things. But removing or reducing the ad waves would change how players approach their roles, and a DPS won't have to split focus that often. The tanks could lose their crowd control responsibilities, and the healers could face more sustained boss-centric damage rather than scattered chaos. The raid leaders may have the fights easier to explain, but it could also raise the bar for Blizzard to design bosses with enough depth to keep things engaging, and that's without relying on the cannon fodder. So we shall see what happens. But we're going to stick around with Games Hub, because while we talked about something good or potentially good, now we got to talk about something that's not good. Starbreeze is canceling Dungeons & Dragons project after 2 years of development, and that's Project Baxter. That is a live-service Dungeons & Dragons game that's in development at Starbreeze Entertainment, or it was. Now, the decision was made to relocate the internal resources back toward the Payday franchise. So, since the game is canceled, a lot of the employees will be shuffled around. That's about 40 of them, and that's both in-house and contractors. Well, those people will be let go. So some will be shuffled around, some will be let go. The Starbreeze CEO, Adolf, here we go, Chris Jensen, now maybe that wasn't that bad, I do apologize if I did butcher the name, did talk about the restructuring. Quote, "This was a difficult but necessary decision. By focusing our investment on talent on the Payday franchise, we can accelerate delivery, engage players with more content, and reinforce Starbreeze's position as a clear leader in the heisting genre. This is about sharpening our focus to create the strongest long-term value for our players, our people, and our shareholders." Want to talk about shareholders? Well, we're going back to EA. GamingBolt.com did say that EA's acquisition could lead to some live service games. So says an analyst. And the analyst is Sirkin Toto of Kenton Games, because they did speak about how it will affect the EA operations after the purchase. Now, he did talk about the large amount of debt, which is up around $20 billion, and EA will be focusing more on releasing games that could be some big hits, but this could lead to an even stronger focus on Evergreen's IP blockbuster and live services at the expense of riskier projects, new ideas, and innovation. That's a quote from him. But he also said, while the buyouts are to be leveraged, that's still rare. or far from where. There haven't been too many examples of them happening in the game industry, because this buyout could be the buyout of the ownership to the company. They could be placing the company in debt. And Toto did say that the companies will be a part of a leveraged buyout to see, quote, radical restructuring of the business, layoffs, new strategy, etc. I don't see a reason why EA's case should be any different, end quote. But the market research and consulting firm, DFC Intelligence, CEO David Cole, did make some of the same observations. He said, quote, EA will double down on live service and sports games that have a fairly predictable revenue stream and profit margin. Long term, they may look to do more strategic moves that do not pay off immediately, but position them for future growth. Short term, they may look to sell off non-crucial assets and smaller IP, end quote. And that can happen, just like this did. A TikToker went from the US to Scotland to harass some of the Grand Theft Auto 6 devs back to Games Hub. And that's what this Beckham Boulevard person did put up on his TikTok, or her TikTok. I didn't see it. But that person went from the United States to Edinburgh, Scotland, just to berate them. So the first worker was targeted by Beckham Boulevard, yelling, quote, when's the delay? When's the next trailer? I want to know, end quote. And that's when the employee did leave the office, who did respond that he doesn't know before he left. But he went on to another employee, and he did ask again, quote, when's the delay happening? Is there another delay? What about the trailer? Another trailer? You can't tell me? You can't tell me? You can't tell me nothing? End quote. And that employee ran away. Now, he went back to his video and he tried to justify his behavior and said, quote, I'm sick and tired of waiting for the answers. I told you guys I wasn't playing around, end quote, because there was a video from the same account that also speculated the game could be subject to another delay after the initial date in 2025 this year, where the game was pushed back to May 26th, 2026. And the video was posted shortly after Jaden Griffin, which is a 19-year-old from South Dakota, pleaded guilty to sending death threats to Fortnite developers, Epic Games. And this could be a trend that could be worrying some of the developers because of harassment. Now, there were some comments that were criticizing Beckham Boulevard's behavior, but the video also has over 9,000 likes, with most of the comments endorsing the behavior and blaming the lack of news from Rockstar North. And so far, Rockstar has not commented on the incident. And you know that game's gonna be just about everywhere, because somebody got an Xbox ROG Ally X early because Amazon shipped it too early. GameSpot.com did give the article. And the pre-orders for the ROG Xbox Ally X is available in the ROG Xbox Ally on September 25th. So they're there. And they did sell out quickly at some of the retailers. Now, the high-end handheld is still 2 weeks away from launch, but one fan in Europe did get their hands on it. And the fan in question is TechnicalFun77. He was on Reddit, and he had a lot of things to say about it before deleting their account for some unexplained reason. Here's what he wrote. It's a good console. Very good ergonomics, controlled weight, pretty nice handheld, armory crate, and the full screen experience is very responsive, no latency problem when pressing buttons, quite fluid, and the menus in general, superb battery life at 17 to 25 watts, and my god, the console is quiet and well cooled even at high TDP. One of the main strengths is the sound of the device. It feels like the sound are going all around my head. I almost don't need headphones, end quote. Now, he did talk about the joysticks, and he said that they are almost identical to the Xbox One, and that the sleep resume function was an improvement over Windows, but it wasn't as good as Steam Deck because that function is inconsistent. That's what he said. But if you are a fan of Dragon Ball, Sparking Zero, it now has over 200 characters, and according to Push Square, there's more DLCs next year. So yes, PlayStation did put that up on YouTube, and right now, they have 208 fighters. And next year, they're going to have at least one DLC. At least one. So that means that roster is going to get bigger. So if you like Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, ooh boy, more fighters. But it is Halloween time, right? GTA 5 is celebrating the Halloween with slasher mode and zombies. Let's be at GameSpot.com, and that will be celebrating Halloween. And that will start October 2nd, because that'll be the 2nd through the 8th. Beast versus Slasher, October 9th through 15th, Judgment Day, October 16th through the 22nd, Slasher, Remus Submarine, October 23rd through the 29th, Condemned, and October 30th through November 5th, Slasher includes Remus Submarine. All in GTA 5. Oh boy. Yep. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for a Finally Friday. So until then, everyone, go play some video games. Beep. Pull.